Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Kansas Supreme Court has issued a horrible decision stating that the state constitution provides a so-called right for a woman to dismember her child in the womb. This is a barbaric and dangerous abortion procedure to kill fully formed unborn babies. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the Kansas legislature passed a law that says you cannot dismember an unborn child. What that means is you cannot rip and tear the baby limb from limb while it's inside the womb and remove it. It's called D&E, dilation and evacuation. That's a euphemistic word for dilating and then evacuating. Well, how do they evacuate? They evacuate by dismembering. They take a forceps, and it is the grossest thing that you can imagine. And they take that forceps, like a tongs, and they attach it to any part of the baby that they find. They pull it so that it's taut inside against the uterine opening because it's too big to come through the dilated cervix. They don't dilate it all the way. They pull, and they turn, and then they tear. It is unbelievable.
And they dismember
piece by piece by piece. And so the Kansas legislators said, no, you can't do this. This is generally done in second or even third trimester abortions. These are fully formed babies, Matt. And the Kansas legislators said no. Other states around the country have also said no, you can't do this. And this Kansas Supreme Court ultimately ruled that they found some so-called right that had never been discovered before. It's like finding a new information. It's like archaeology. You dig back into history, and lo and behold, oh, there it is. And here's the Kansas Constitution. And they said, oh, now, under this Constitution, we're going to say that a woman has a right to dismember her living unborn child, limb from limb.
Horrible, horrible. And again, no historical context, no precedent. They just legislated from the bench. We need only look over to what happened in Michigan very recently, where two 20-week-old twin babies were ripped to pieces, torn apart, and murdered in Michigan. And the mother almost died. They had to call the EMS to come save her. She had bleeding and so forth. But these precious little twin babies will never breathe their first breath outside of their mother's womb. And that is the kind of horrific act that the Kansas Supreme Court, the homicide, that they have now said there's somehow a constitutional right for people to commit. It's unbelievable.
You know, a constitution is created to protect the people, okay? So you can't say that a constitution includes a right whether a woman can or cannot continue a pregnancy, because anyone who's had a biology class knows that when a woman is pregnant, there's two separate DNAs, the mother's and the child's. That is a person in there. So to say that you have the right to kill that person does not make sense.
And unfortunately, I mean, it's shocking that six of the seven justices, judges, ultimately came to the decision here. And, you know, having been a law school dean and knowing what law schools teach, not the law school that I was a dean of at Liberty, but what other law schools teach, what I was taught, what you were taught, Matt, when you went to law school, is that the Constitution doesn't mean what it says. It only means what judges say it says. So the words and the history are, for the most part, irrelevant. And that even though the Constitution may say this, it doesn't matter because judges have said that. And that's the kind of philosophy that has permeated, infected the judicial system.
But if they're supposed to interpret the law, how
well,
do they come to
Well, it goes back to the
1800s
with Harvard University, and Christopher Columbus Langdell, the then dean of Harvard, didn't like the idea that there are immutable laws, that there's higher law, that there's natural law, that there's Blackstone's commentaries on the constitutions that quotes scripture that talks about natural law. And so invented the evolving, the evolutionary idea of law changing, the so-called case law method, that it's what the judges say, which is what the judges say, and you just pass it on down. And eventually you get so far away from the Constitution, you have no Constitution.
And
anymore.
That living, breathing, false philosophy, that model of the Constitution, it is not a new idea. You think of Charles Evan Hughes. He was a former justice on the United States Supreme Court. I want to say back in the 20s and 30s, if I remember correctly, but he said this, quote, "We are under a constitution, but the constitution is what the judges say it is." How wrong can that be?
The constitution is what the people said it was.
Exactly.
You know, it's the people that ratified the constitution.
Yeah, where do they
and
get
it
that
is
kind
a contract with America
1907,
between the people and our government. It's a contract that they approve. It's two parties. The people approve it, and they create a government to govern them, and they have wrestled with the words, and they adopt it. It's not the judge's prerogative to say what the Constitution means.
If it is, Matt, if the Constitution is what the judges say it is, like Hughes said it was 1907, then the Constitution is nothing at all. We live under a judiciocracy, not a constitutional republic, if that's the case.
And that's obviously the philosophy that the 6 of 7 justices on the Kansas Supreme Court have adopted. Senate President in Kansas, Susan Weigel, said nowhere in the state constitution there is a right to the violent act of abortion. She said today, on the day that this decision was handed down, the liberal activist Supreme Court just showed how out of touch they are with Kansas values, their ignorance to acknowledge that life in the womb ordained by our Creator and recognized by our medical community as a separate life should be protected by our laws. The law was challenged by the Center for Reproductive Rights in 2015, on behalf of two abortion doctors at the Center for Women's Health in Overland Park, Kansas. Liberty Counsel, we filed an amicus brief. We did the brief on behalf of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the American College of Pediatricians, and the Catholic Medical Association. In our brief, we argued that banning dismemberment abortion should be upheld, that medical research has determined unborn babies feel pain by the second trimester, and prohibiting this barbaric and painful procedure furthers the state's interest in protecting life and in preventing cruel and unusual punishment. Holly, you've mentioned this before. Our laws prohibit even criminals who have committed murder from cruel and unusual punishment.
Absolutely. We wouldn't treat the worst criminal like this. And you know, you can go on our website and look at this press release, see the video of what actually happens to innocent children who at this point have a heartbeat, they feel pain, they're breathing, they are alive, and they suck their thumb, their eyes move. You know, all this thing, these are human beings that we're torturing that have no choice. You can't hear them scream. So everybody just keeps, you know, these judges, I guess, take these, their superpowers or whatever to make these decisions. And
torturing.
It's so wrong.
You would hear them scream if they were inhaling air in their lungs, but they're inhaling amniotic fluid. They're breathing in and out fluid. And so you wouldn't be able to hear them scream like that.
But they try to get away.
But they're trying to get away. You can see that they try to get away. They do feel pain. We know that.
That's what led Abby Johnson away from Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
She actually witnessed it in
Kansas in 2015 became the first state in the nation to pass a ban on dismemberment of a living unborn child. And since then, 11 other states have passed similar laws. Currently, some of the laws are in Mississippi and West Virginia, and those just recently got signed in North Dakota. The governor there signed a law that bans dismemberment abortion. This is barbaric. It's unbelievable because this is not based, unfortunately, under the U.S. Constitution. Of course, it wouldn't It wouldn't be under the Constitution anyway. There's no basis for it. This is under a state law, so even if Roe versus Wade gets overturned, this decision unfortunately will stand. These judges need to be impeached. They simply have invented the law to the harm of children and families and to their constituents. That's not the role of a judge. We need to stand up for life and turn this country back to a culture that protects innocent human life, the dignity of every person created in the image of God. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.